Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Here they come, yo. Here they come. All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town, and happy hump day as we enter the studio for the last time this week.
Yeah.
Crazy as that may sound, we'll still be with you in spirit and via the internet for the next 2 days. NCAA basketball coverage will blanket the station. Therefore, we will be broadcasting live from Revelry on Richmond, and we encourage you to do one of two things. Join us and spend the day, because you know you're not going to do any work anyway. You're going to be watching the games. Or make sure you download the app or listen online. And you can get the app by going to ESPN975.com.
Spoiler alert, I'm going to curse. And I'm going to say Jesus C.
Yep. Your favorite. You're going to mention your
Nick's
favorite.
Nick's already like, not again.
You're going to mention your favorite Broadway play a lot.
I am. I'm going to curse a lot. And I'm going to say things that we're not allowed to say on air a lot. It's going to be a very inappropriate show. My goal is to make Joel completely uncomfortable.
That's not going to happen. But no? At the same time,
I think you lashing out
at text messages might be entertaining.
This sounds like a challenge. You just said that's not going to happen.
It's just
this
radio.
This sounds like a challenge.
It's
but,
just radio.
But you understand.
Mean, God forbid you win challenges and you say I'm competitive.
You understand that I could, I mean, I have free reign to say whatever.
You kind of do here anyway, with the exception of words that we explored yesterday.
I do,
but at the same time.
I do, but I don't.
I you know, think, are you going to take, are you going to look at text messages?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean.
Because if you look at, based on how fired up you got last week over one of them, and you couldn't say what you wanted to say, yeah. Except for, I guess, Nick caught one that I didn't even catch.
When I said a-hole, yeah.
Yeah. But can you imagine, Nick, with no filter on text messages for 2 days?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty crazy.
It could be filthy comic Barry radio when I get on. Yeah, it could be bad.
But I think it is a legitimate concern that Joel brought up yesterday. When you come back on Monday, when we're back on terrestrially, are you going to still be spitting out the JCs?
No, because I'm a professional.
Yeah.
And on stage, I'm filthy. I mean, well, I'm not filthy, but I cuss. I say the F word. I say a lot of things on stage, but I've learned to balance the two. Okay. Like, I have a show Thursday at the Improv. I'll say a lot of dirty words. I'll come in Friday on a regular, you know, show and not cuss at all.
But you don't have to on this Friday.
Yeah, this Friday.
This Friday you can come in and just leave it in the same mode it was when you went to bed.
Are they feeding us at Revelry on Richmond?
My guess would be yes, but I do not know.
I have to know this because, you know, I gotta brag. I've officially below 190. I'm 189.8. And I put on my 31s, not shoes, not the Jordans, my jeans that are waist 31. And that was a huge mistake. I feel
tight. You snuggly?
Boy.
You can have that button mark underneath your belly button?
I already do. Oh, God.
That little indentation?
When I take off all my clothes, it's going to look like I still have on jeans. It's just going to be just the band imprint around the fat. Like
when you take the drawers off, you can have the Ziploc mark around your waist.
Yeah, it's like I have the most serious case of muffin top you've ever seen. And it's not just on the sides. It's all the way around. Like, my back fat is hanging over the sides. But damn it, I'm in them.
I was going to say, that's the big thing. To be able to say, look, I'm wearing 31s.
Yeah, I'm in them. I'm what's your waist size? 31. How much do you weigh? Below 190. Yeah, sure, it's 0.2, but I'm below 190,
so,
Jack.
And I've already bragged on you before on how quickly you can lose weight, but you went from 212 to 190, under 190 in how long?
I started January 8th, so a little over 2 months.
Actually, that's a good time period too, because I thought it was quicker than that. And that's always you can almost be dangerous if you lose too much too quick. But that's a pretty good pace right there.
Well, and I've had several cheat weekends mixed in there, so that probably set me back at least I would say 2 weeks. But it's okay because that keeps you motivated. That keeps you, you know what I mean? You can reward yourself for losing. Like I'll set goals where I'll say, okay, once I get to 195, I'm gonna have a cheat weekend. And then that'll set me back 2 or 3 pounds, and then I'll get after it again. So, yeah, you got to do that, and that's what helped me. And plus, now I've started running. I've 2 weeks in a row now. I've been running, getting out there and handling it. So, speaking of, I gotta ask you this, you guys. I know you're a big shoe guy, Nick. You're
No, I'm not huge.
Not really.
Yeah.
So the Air Max One's anniversaries drop tomorrow. Cop or not? They're red and gray.
I remember them. They were good looking shoes. Yeah. And my high school colors were red and gray, so I loved them. But it depends on what, like, for me, it's all about comfort now. Yeah. Do you feel
they're
like.
They're the Ultras. So they're the Air Max 1 Ultras 2.0. So they're like the.
Revised.
Yeah, it's not. You don't have the leather and the suede and all
that. Right.
I'll show you a picture. You need to go get these. They drop at 10 a.m. in the morning.
I will not be that guy.
You can bet that daddy will be up. Like, today I didn't get up till 10:30.
Well, Nick, you could just send a text to Barry at about 9:59 going, hey, while you're in line waiting.
No. This is online. I'm not calling. Oh. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
No.
It sounds like we just watched a fight in a Bruce Lee movie.
No. But I'll get up, and in my drawers, I'll get my
You'll
laptop.
Fight in line?
I'll get my laptop online? And a cup of coffee and sit there and refresh until I get them. Yeah, no, I'm not going. Hell no. I don't love shoes that much. You crazy?
Man, I don't know.
I was debating, do I get the latest Jordan release, which was the Jordan 6 that were red and gray, or do I get these? And I don't know. I'm going to check them out tomorrow. We'll see. I don't know.
That's I've seen them. They're good-looking shoes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, they are.
All right. So if you want to wait in line online, Barry can tweet that release.
No, hell no.
You're not doing any extra advertising?
No.
Oh, that's right. You don't want competition.
Hell no.
Nick, you got basketball shoes yet?
Yes, I still got those Jordans.
You said you blew them out.
Oh yeah, that's right. I really don't. I haven't been playing basketball enough to go.
You get yourself some good electrical tape. You can tighten those things right up.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Where are you guys at on the off-brand Jordans, like the flies and all the no,
not a
that's
fan.
A negative.
Like
not
the ones
fan.
You just walk
Team
up at
Jordan and yeah, Team Jordan and all those.
And to my understanding, they're not that cheap.
Oh no,
no. They're still not. No,
the brand is the brand.
Yeah.
But like,
so is that
remember
that
how
cheap?
We said,
is that looking like you can't afford real Jordans? Is that what that is?
No, it's. I think it. Well, kind of, but at the same time, from a comfort standpoint and everything, the real Jordans already weren't comfortable, but you knew you were getting the real one of the real line,
right?
The Team Jordans, those are if a whole team's wearing them, they need to be more comfortable. And I even had the Carmellos. I had a pair or two of the Carmellos when we used to travel with the Rockets. We'd get into the Nike employee store. So you get 50% off everything.
Yeah.
So one time I was like, oh, there's my size and, 50% off. I'll take a shot at those. See, and just,
terrible. Yeah. See, what I missed, I tweeted these out this past weekend. I missed the Griffies, the twos.
I saw the ones you liked.
I had those shoes in high school. And I was like, man, I wonder when they're going to drop these again. They dropped like in 2012.
Rest assured.
Pretty sad about that.
Any Griffey shoe was comfortable as hell.
Yeah.
They were the first to have the air all the way through the sole.
Yep.
The low cut version of the there's two Griffies that have a low cut version, clean as can be, with the air all the way through.
Yeah.
Oh, they were comfortable.
Yeah.
Great shoes. Right now, I want to tell you guys about Cars for Kids. It is a great program. It's run by you, the people of Houston, and it helps kids in the Houston area. Cars for Kids has been around a long time, and what they do is they are in the business of taking what you don't want anymore and turning it into resources for kids trying to get an education. So if you've got an old clunker laying around collecting dust and rust, whether it be a car, a truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, trailer, running or not, just call Cars for Kids or get online at HoustonCarsForKids.com. They do the rest. They come to you. They bring a tow truck. They take it away. They fill out the paperwork and they give you a tax deduction. You're done and you feel like not only did you get something for what you had that you weren't using, but you also feel good because your resources are now being put to use to help the kids of Houston. Because what Cars for Kids does is it takes your vehicle and turns it into resources like book money, eyeglasses, bus fare, warm meals, all the things that kids need that could be a distraction if they don't have them when they're trying to get an education. 713-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. You call them, you contact them, they do the rest, you feel good, and kids are on their way to a positive path and to getting an education. Right off the top, you get a $50 gift card just for participating, thanks to ESPN 97.5 and the people at Cars for Kids. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
This is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Keeping it real in H-Town. I guess I got leadoff this week in Wayback Wednesday. So yeah, first hour's me.
You cheated, though.
I did not. I don't even know which. I have not seen your list. That's what I was going to say to Nick. When Nick said I could see your list ahead of time, I don't even know where it is.
This was on my list. So I'm going to have to come up with something else. Nick, you've
really
wronged me.
Where
you've
is his
wronged
list?
Me.
Well, he emailed me his list.
Yeah,
he
but
emailed,
not me.
No,
I didn't
did
see it.
He did it.
Never saw it.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
I've been wronged. This whole contest
I didn't relay the songs to
This is like the fifth time already this week I get to look like I did it purposely. I've never seen his list.
I just compiled
the list.
Sham now.
Ooh, he almost went there on a non-app day.
Oh God, I just don't know how to. Now I've got to come up with something else.
Can you enjoy the fact that this is Joel's song and he picked a fantastic song?
No, because I picked
Thank
it
you,
first.
Nick. You didn't pick it.
I'm so mad now. This song is stupid. If he wins because of this song, it's rigged. This is a dumb song. You picked this for real? God, what an idiot.
This was the jam back in the day.
It was the jam back in the day.
And I lose a song this week, right?
We all do. You lose two. You lose one at the bottom of the hour, and you lost the first one. So you only get six.
Well, you got a shot then, Barry. So you can't come in fifth when I lose two songs.
Oh, okay.
There you have it.
All right.
Right, Nick? All about winning.
So, because we both lose a song, right, in our hours. I'm going hour three, correct?
Correct.
All right, so you're hour two, but we'll both lose a song because of the rodeo stuff. We play a rodeo song at the bottom
of the hour. Wait a second, I'm going hour three because I went hour three last time, didn't I?
No, you went hour two. I went first, you went second, he went third.
Okay, cool.
I'm keeping up. But we all lose one song, right? So you can just exclude Fat Pat from my list and
you're
I'll still have
it.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. I'm making it fair, Joel, because I didn't
Nick,
want you.
The reason why he's keeping up is because you and I each have a win, and he doesn't, and he got ticked off. That's why he started keeping his list last week. List.
No. I'm keeping because I didn't want you whining about having to go first all the time or not going
always,
first.
I've never whined once and said, you guys picked the order. I've never even said that.
You asked why I was keeping track. I just didn't want you complaining that why do I always go last or
I'm
first
good with
or whatever.
All of it. And if
we're
I
literally just rotating. It's three people. It's not hard to remember after 2 weeks who went first. I think that's the easy part.
Dude, I forget stuff
Nick,
like that all the time.
Understand that the feelings are never going to be uncomfortable, but they can be ticked off pretty quick and just frustrated and annoyed. That those can happen.
What? What is he talking about?
I don't know. Whole conversation is getting weird.
My neck's already tight. My God.
I'm trying to find my list.
You can't even find it, but you think we cheated.
Yeah, Fat Pat, Tops Drop. Second to last on my list. Which I sent out
in a bad order.
Which I sent out on the 13th, by the way. I'd just like you to know.
Yeah, because you were upset that you had lost.
I've been wronged. Hey, we got a question on Twitter. Somebody wanted to know if we're taking calls tomorrow and Friday. I doubt it. We'll see, but I doubt it. A couple other things from the text lines. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But to respond to that, just text us or call or tweet
just
us.
Text and tweet.
We'll still respond. Depends on the technology.
Douglas said, I'm so excited for the show tomorrow. I've already told all my coworkers not to mind my laughing. Yeah, it might get a little ignorant. I'm not going to lie. Barry, I've lost 7 pounds on Advocare over the last 8 days and the last 8 days, including 3 in Vegas and a 22-ounce steak last night. Well, congratulations. Good for you, and I'm still not buying your product.
He's coming to your house next week with a line of products in the trunk for you to make your own.
Stop trying to sell me that and steak knives. Will this show turn up on Podcast Arena tomorrow and Friday?
Indeed it will.
Yes, it will. Yep.
Yes.
Somebody said the copper foamposites drop April 17th. Are you buying? No, I'm not a foamposite
fan.
Not a foamposite guy.
Nope,
not me.
Me either.
I'm sure a jefe is, but not I.
Pennies, not any. I'm just not a fan of them.
Yeah. Somebody said, Fat Pat, the Trillbillies putting it down. Wasn't that our gangster
one of
country?
Them, yeah.
Yeah, Trillbillies. Yeah.
Wait till you hear from the Solo Cup Snipers.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, hey, whoever put their cat out in the garage when they got drunk, cat's back. Just thank God. We were all worried. We got an update. The guy's cat came back after he escaped.
Goodness.
So
yeah, my wife would be concerned
good for
about
you.
That.
Yeah, good for you. I'm not going to read the whole story. It's really long. But yeah, good for you for getting the cat back.
Yeah, my wife is so dedicated to that stuff that literally the baby's been sick, but we wanted to make sure that the baby went to school yesterday so that she could assure that friends of ours adopted two dogs from the Fort Bend County Animal Shelter to make sure that there was adequate housing so no dogs had to be put down.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it. She's like... She's as dedicated to animal health and well-being as I've ever seen anyone in my life. It's the reason we have five dogs, but it's also she's great.
That would drive me nuts.
Our dogs are really good, though.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, cover girl, by the way, of Pet Talk coming up next
month. Nice,
yeah.
Congrats.
Pet Talk magazine, Lisa and our newest puppy on the cover.
Congrats.
So is that like, and let me ask you guys this. All right. And you'll see it because the cover's not out yet. So when you see it, you'll have something to look for.
Uh-huh.
So our puppy, 5 months old now, is a female. And so she gets the proofs from the cover shoot. And she says, honey, what do you think? Is it bad as a protective dad? Is the first thing I said is, well, I mean, you look great. But Sophie's is like right out like, hello, look at me. And she's like, I don't. And then she turns around right away and walks away. And I go, I don't know.
You should have led with
the... So then she comes back like an hour later when she should be sleeping with her phone in her hand going, they're trying to see if they can put a graphic in front of it. But they said, who would notice something like that? I'm like, I don't want the dogs.
Joel's over here scoping out dog vagina.
Yeah, I was going to see. And now, see, I was going to say what I was going to say and call it. Now I can't because of the list yesterday.
Yeah.
But yeah, for lack of a better term, yeah. Yeah. Her wherewithals were right out there in the open, and I thought maybe we could cover that up.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So it's coming out, and I'm sure now you listeners will have something to look at when
first thing you noticed, huh?
Dog porn on the cover of Pet Talks. There you go.
Nice.
I just had to bring that up.
By the way, you've got two credits already. Joel won, it's over already. No, Nestor, he cheated.
It's not. No, first of all, I didn't cheat at all.
He cheated. You can't win when you cheat. And someone on text said, Fat Pat, it's over. No.
Here's the thing.
Dr. Dre 290
said
that.
Here's the thing. Dr. Dre said that last week and then gave Nick the title by the end of the show. And so did El Hef. So I don't buy into that at all. It's one song. I appreciate it.
By the way, Gilbert, who texted the show, he said, I heard Barry complain about dropping $20 on an NCAA racket. Cheap. I am cheap, but I dropped the $20. So
Trey was ragging you this morning.
Was he?
Yeah,
when I wasn't
Trey
here?
Was like, Barry, I'm not going to do it. But he just said you were frugal. He heard you were frugal, but that was pretty bad that you wouldn't put $20 on a pool.
It's funny when people can't tell your fake outrage versus real outrage.
Yeah, especially if you look at the name of your bracket.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, you're going to have to pick another song. You're going to pick another song, and you're going to have to pick another song.
Why?
Because there's another song on there that y'all both picked.
It's a repeat?
Well, yeah. I win this time. If it's a good one, I'm keeping it. He doesn't get it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You keep it, so you're going to have to replace.
Oh, but you got to take one out for me, right? Because I gave you eight, so just take that one out.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
There you go. All right. Look at that. Problem solved.
I don't want to know what it is, and I didn't cheat. And he's cheating, and I don't want to know.
What was it so I can...
Public Enemy, Fight the Power. Y'all both picked
that. See there? Great minds think alike, Joel.
Yeah, and I'm not calling anyone a cheater for the fact that you saw my list and probably tried to slice
that
on. Great
minds think alike, you cheater. Is that what you just said?
You can't say I stole it when I emailed it 2 days ago.
I just said I'm not going to say what you said. I'm not going to say
you can't say what I said.
I could.
No, I emailed it 2 days ago. When did your list go in? This morning?
Ever heard of editing an email? It is possible. You submitted your original list, but you could go in and edit it.
What are you talking about?
If someone used Google Docs, you wouldn't have this problem.
Yeah, that's true. But then y'all would get all the ideas. Y'all would get all the good ideas for...
Yeah, I didn't think you guys wanted to share it, honestly. It was bad.
I said it to just you so that we could keep it organic because I know that everybody was worried about Mr. I Need a Victory to tie up the score, was worried about it working on his list from last week.
Because I dominated so much last...
I was so domination.
Settle down, Nick. I gave you guys the win by going all ladies on International Women's Day.
And that was on you.
Let's settle
but
down.
But out of all
on
in the history win. Of Wayback Wednesdays, my win was the most dominant. Is that fair to
That's
say?
That's not true at all. Altuve,
no, because
you
there
won.
Was only Joel's crappy list and then my International Women's Day
I
list.
I disagree.
There's my no crappy way. List. Right, and here's you.
I'm glad he
Altuve, you had a leadoff home run, and then you put, like, the final countdown in the middle. The only reason why you won is because Altuve tagged him while on your leadoff hit. Otherwise, you might have been hanging on a branch before you could say you won.
I was trying to reach
away.
I was trying to reach all people who...
All
people,
genres?
Yes.
I do have one. Normally, I've been trying to go across genres. I've had soul. I've had, you know, pop. I know what the people wanted, so I've only had one non-rap R&B song in my list today. The rest is all rap and R&B.
Play to the crowd. Play to the audience. You know what our people like.
Yeah, I know.
But we do need to do that. We need to start, like...
Oh, well, we're going to start themes.
Themes and genres.
Yeah, we're going to start having things like the 8 songs you're embarrassed to say you listen to. And they've got to be way back, so we'll have those coming up. Yeah, we'll have all kind of themes.
Yeah, we need to.
It'll be fun.
Like, we're in Beaumont next week, right?
I think we are, yeah.
For one day?
I
think it's like Thursday.
Next Thursday we're in Beaumont. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we could even
Lauren Pope says she's going to come out and have lunch with us.
That'd be great.
Hang out.
Oh, then you're getting lunch.
I know.
You just don't know who's paying.
No, I do. Twin Peaks fed us last time we were there.
Oh, okay.
They're good folks out there.
Well, what are you saying? Revelry isn't?
No, I'm just saying
I don't know.
You're
just putting pressure on them.
Yeah, I don't know if they are or not.
Right off the top, you're putting a lot of pressure on them. I mean, are we getting fed? Are we getting lunch?
I only need to know that because then I need to know, should I stop and eat? Because I'll bring my dinners, but I don't want to have to go in the kitchen and borrow their microwave. Well, that would look kind of weird, but, you know.
Look, sound, would be. I mean, you name it. That would be pretty weird.
Yeah.
Hey, Brenda, can I use your microwave?
Can I go in there, please? What is this?
Christopher Williams. Mixed it up a little bit.
Crab. You notice his nickname is Crab?
Don't.
I almost signed to his record label under him. Fact.
True story.
A guy in my old hip-hop group, Corey, this was his uncle. And our manager screwed us over, but we were supposed to fly out there and sign with his record
and
company.
And you would you would know what this is from.
Why would I know?
Because you always bust my chops because I love this CD. It's a movie soundtrack. New Jack City.
Oh, I didn't.
But
know
I
that.
Did. True story for you, Nick. But this song, "Don't Wake Me, I'm Dreaming," was one of the great highlight film videos I did for Rockets TV for Akeem Olajuwon highlights.
Is it on YouTube?
I don't know if they put it on YouTube or not. But yeah, because everything was "I'm Dreaming" and it was the Dream Shakes and all the other things.
I'll try and find it.
It was a good one. Yeah. So there you go. All right, so we continue to roll on. Half hour in the books, 2.5 hours of show still to go. Lots of topics. Whose side are you on? Charles Barkley, LeVar Ball. And oh, by the way, you might want to put the alarm on when your kids are playing in a high school game if you're Mr. Ball. Because otherwise, they're going to get you every time. We're going to get you, too. The Usual Suspects here till 4, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, let's rodeo, Houston. The rodeo kicks off today with Thomas Rhett. This is T-shirt by Thomas Rhett. I knew that because someone told me for just $18... You can see the best music, rodeo action, shopping, dining, and even have some carnival fun. Buy your tickets today at RodeoHouston.com to go see Thomas Rhett and his T-shirt.
Is it wet?
No, Rhett.
Oh, is the T-shirt wet?
I don't know.
Then you'd have a wet T-shirt for Thomas Rhett.
A wet Rhett T-shirt?
That's right.
I saw you jamming there.
You
were getting down.
It's
funky,
rodeo time.
Funky style. I thought it was ZZ Top was there. What happened to them?
No, those are just the ticket giveaway.
Oh,
yeah!
All right.
Nick, start blowing a gasket, Nick.
I start blowing a gasket.
To be fair, you earned that yesterday. That was the easiest instructions ever. You earned it.
To be fair, while I was trying to listen to it, you were in an outrage over JC, and so I was trying to dissect which I was supposed to intake.
No! You blew that before the show started. The JC stuff.
Like
was
I said,
later.
People,
the JC
we
stuff
can differentiate
later.
Between huh? making me feel uncomfortable and making me feel a whole lot of other things.
Are you angry? Do you want to talk about
In
it?
In part, no, I don't.
Do you need a hug?
No.
I'll hug
Mm-mm.
you. I'll
no,
hug you
I'm
right
good.
Now.
That's all good.
Somebody said that Joel has to be a brother with that last choice. So we're
from
now,
the waist
we're
down.
We're moving away from Barry. Can't believe Barry's not black.
Now from Joel. The waist down, I am.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I've got some good musical taste. That's all we can say. And then you're just going to rag on it and then call me a cheater. That's fine.
I mean, you know.
Within reason, right?
Yeah.
So the Rockets play tonight. Lakers. Yeah. Anybody worried?
If you are, you haven't been watching basketball.
Here's my bet. Well, first of all, two things. One about the Lakers that came out this morning, which is Magic putting his early print on the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Two guys, each completely healthy, have been shut down for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Luol Deng, Timofey Mozgov. Both guys combined, 4 years, almost $140 million tied up.
Jeez. And they shut them down.
Yep. Said for 15 games they want to see what they got with their youth. You know why they're doing that? Because if they fall outside of the worst three records in the league, they lose their number one pick. So they're going to rest assured, lay down and die for the next 15 games.
Oh, no doubt. Wouldn't you, though?
Yeah, you got to, because you can't afford to lose that pick, especially with as deep a draft as this is. But here's the thing. Here's the storyline that everyone's missing tonight has nothing.
Corey Brewer.
No.
The return of Corey Brewer.
No.
Revenge is his.
Oh, Nick is going all out for Corey Brewer. He's going to get liners from Corey Brewer. They're going to talk about their time at Super Bowl. He's going all out on Corey Brewer. Nick, do you know what the storyline is tonight? And you know what? You're going tonight?
I am.
Okay, this is what I want. This is the storyline I want you to attack. I'm going to give you, like other people at other stations will do, I'm going to give you your assignment tonight for the show, okay? The storyline is Lou Williams getting his money?
Ah.
Oh.
See?
I forgot about that.
See? So one, is Nick Young in town? Because remember, he sent the tweet that said, oh yeah, looks like I'm going to miss that trip to H-Town and my bank can't wire money, so I can't get it to you.
Yeah.
Let's just see.
We're gonna find out if he was just joking or is he really trying to dodge the payment.
Yeah, that's big.
Yeah.
Because Lou knows people. And we know that a lot of people love Lou. So, and like when Barry said the story, if you're getting held up and the guy's like, I can't shoot you because you're Lou Williams.
That's gangster.
That's exactly what I mean. So I believe that Lou will have ways and probably had this date circled on the calendar, not because they were playing his old team, but better have my money.
Yeah.
That's the storyline.
I like it.
Is Berg in any minutes with L.A. At all?
He is.
By the way, the other night, he was trying to do the right thing. He got a breakaway outlet pass at the top of the key on the their end of the floor.
Yeah.
And there was I think it was Ingram streaking on the alongside of him on the wing, and he tried to catch it and no look around the back just so Ingram could get the dunk. Zipped it right to a fan in the corner of the court. Just
poor
completely
Brewer,
wasn't even close.
Hey, do you want to know what the odds are on this game if you were going to bet?
Sure.
The money line for the Rockets is -9,000.
Oh,
They are -18. The spread is 18. They are -9,000, and the Lakers are +1,900.
Now that's I know the insane. Blitz are the experts on this. -19. You taking the Lakers
minus 1900? +1900 is the money line.
Right.
The spread is 18. Yeah, -18.
You taking the Lakers and 18 points? Here's my fear. My fear is that second unit's going to get a lot of run. They didn't get a lot of run in the last couple games.
I don't know that I would give 18 points, but it's basketball and it is the Rockets, and they're. I mean, when you look at these teams statistically, the difference between the two is an 18. The Rockets are scoring about 115 a game. The Lakers are scoring 104.
Yeah.
So that tells you that there's about an 11-point difference. But I think with what you just said earlier with the Lakers, you know, sitting some of their better players and making sure that they fall within the bottom three as far as records go, it might get to 18. It could be more. Also, if that's not bad enough statistically, the season leaders, like when you go to ESPN, they kind of give you who the season leaders are for each team. You know, you've got Harden. He's sitting in there at 29.1 points a game, 7.9 rebounds, and 11.2 assists a game. That's the Rockets leaders in those three categories. Listen to the Lakers leaders in each of those categories. Points. D'Angelo Russell, 15.1 a game. That's their leader.
Yep.
The highest scoring. Rebounds. Randle, 8.6 a game. And assists, Russell, 4.8 a game. That's their leader.
Their point guard is averaging less than 5 assists a game.
Yes.
Oof.
Yes. So 18, I don't know that I would bet it, but it's not going to surprise me. That's probably,
I think
it could be 25.
I think it's below 18 simply because I think in a fourth quarter, the starters don't see the court. And guys like Decker, I think we might see a Bobby Brown sighting tonight.
But remember the first game they won by six, right?
Well, remember the first game for a lot of reasons. That was, yeah, D'Angelo Russell talking to everybody about just how good he and they were.
Yeah. The second game, 40 points. 41, wasn't it? It was 134 to 95.
Yeah.
So that's not good.
But late in the year, resting all the starters as much as possible, I just think that's the only thing I'd be worried about. That
what, the Rockets rest?
The Rockets will rest a whole bunch of everybody and let the really, really end-of-the-bench reserves get a lot of run, and that number will dip, the final score will dip into the more like 13, 12. You know, a lot of those games where they say the score isn't indicative of the game, I think that's what you could possibly be seeing tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know you did. Nick, did you watch the college basketball last night?
I did not.
I watched both games.
I did too.
The guy's proud of me. I told you when the tournament started.
I could tell you were going to watch it. I could tell you were going to watch it. And I knew Joel obviously was going to watch it.
Well, I mean, last night, that first game, that's why I've been a lifelong fan of college basketball for the week. That is...
Wait, what was the end of that?
For the week?
What was the end of that? Because I saw the tweet and I thought, no, I'm going to let him...
this week.
I'm going to let him bust that line out to the fan base. But I'm thinking... Whoa, come on.
I have been a lifelong fan this week. It is that first game. That second game was a stinker, though. That Wake Forest K-State game, that was terrible.
Disappointed
that first
me because
half was sloppy. They both looked nervous. I fast-forwarded through a lot
of
that.
So Wake Forest is probably a bad sleeper from what you watched yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're out.
They're out.
Like they lost.
They lost.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, Danny Manning's team.
They're the worst sleeper.
Two potential NBA guys.
Really?
Yeah, and the worst thing that I can say about it, too, is when they asked Danny Manning at halftime why his best player only had 8 points and what was wrong, he goes, I don't know what's wrong with him, but he better fix it, and it's on him to do so. I'm like, nice. Well, that's not the coaching I would have expected at the break.
Thanks, coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the first game, and Nick, if you didn't watch it, the whole storyline on it was a great game. Close game. Down
it was.
And again, though, sloppy, both teams trying to give it away at the end. But one of the best players and the best big men on New Orleans, in a crazy situation in the first half, one of the guards for New Orleans is trying to get him the ball. And evidently, the big man didn't think he got it to him in time. And so he ends up catching it, doesn't think he's got the right angle, kicks it back out. They end up turning it over. Right, he starts screaming at the guard. They go to timeout. He's not only screaming him, he starts pushing him. And then by the time they get near the bench, he strangles him.
Yep.
I saw how he reached for his neck in the video, clip. I saw that part, but I didn't see what led up to it. But, I mean, that's dumb. I mean, you don't want to be reaching for somebody's neck, you know.
So Trayvon Thibodeau, which is one of their biggest, best big men, ends up sitting the rest of the game because the coach is like, that ain't happening in my program.
Good for him, too, by
which
the way.
Was a great move he and a ballsy move by a coach that could have, you know, put victory above everything else. But this kid, you want to talk about feeling, he better feel like escape. He better feel like the whole world's on his shoulders and he screwed up because he doesn't play the rest of the game and they lose in a one possession game.
Mm.
That's awful.
Yeah.
So we get more of My Way Back Wednesday playing.
That's a good one.
Yep. See, I told you. And it's that riff. I'm
at
telling
NWA.
You.
NWA.
You get the riff going, and that's what that would, if the foot starts tapping and the head starts bobbing,
yeah,
you got a shot.
You went with the softest NWA, but it's still good.
I love this song. This is on my workout tape. I mean, my workout iPod. Yep. I love this song. I want to express myself right now about Gallery Furniture. I'm not lying when I tell you that my whole house is furnished with Gallery Furniture. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The reason why? Quality furniture, great price, lasts, and customer service after the sale. I love the people at Gallery, starting with my man Mac, because they take care of me. I've had a couple of issues with things that have come up after the purchase. They haven't turned their back on me and said, well, you bought it, it's on you now, that's on yours. No, they make sure they take care of you, they do it right. That's what I love service after the sale. Mac and his staff make sure that they take care of you at Gallery Furniture. So much so, they used to have just the one location, I-45 North Exit Tidwell Parker, and now they got three locations across Houston to better serve you and your needs. You can also go to galleryfurniture.com, but if you're driving around town between Sugarland and Katy, there's a great new showroom on Grand Parkway. If you're in the Galleria area, Westheimer at Post Oak, another fantastic location for you to get quality furniture, and of course, the mainstay I-45 North Exit Tidwell Parker. American-made solid wood furniture, two-for-one recliner sets. I'm telling you, the living room and the dining room furniture is fantastic, but then if you haven't tried a Macapedic mattress, please do so. They start at $19.99, but right off the top, you get an $800 Gallery Furniture gift card. It is a fantastic way to improve your sleeping night in, night out, and improve your entire quality of life. Gallery has everything you need for every furniture, every room of your house in terms of furniture. Go see Mac. Go see any one of the three locations. And make sure that you know that, like Mac says, there's no back order slips. When you buy today, you get it tonight. And as always, the mainstay line of all lines, Gallery really will save you money.
You know who it is. It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4.
I go to work.
As the song says, we go to work, we get the job done.
I had this on wax.
Yeah, I did too.
I had the Cool Moe album on what? Wild Wild West.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, man.
You needed me to bring it in because you know what? The thing I remembered is I've got boxes of CDs that I have to load into my iTunes.
Uh-huh.
Cool Moe's greatest hit.
Oh, yeah?
Sleepy. Don't sleep on it.
Not bad.
Sleeper. It's got some good stuff on it. Yeah.
What was the one where he talked about? Oh, I got to look it up now. There was one that was, it ended up being, I really can't remember. Damn it. That makes me so mad.
That's what I did yesterday with Tony Massenberg when I couldn't remember the guy's name that had played on more teams than anybody in the NBA.
It was the one, it was kind of the, kind of like his, one of his more gangster songs, I guess.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. I saw it this morning, but.
Such a good song too. And I forget it.
So, well, you can look it up. We'll get back to it. We talked a little bit about this whole Ball thing yesterday.
Gosh.
The Ball family. It's not going away, people. And as far as UCLA gets in this tournament, I'm looking at right now on TV. We have two monitors in here with two different sports stations on, and one of them has Lonzo Ball's dad, LeVar, on it.
I hate him so much now.
Oh, my God. Here
we are talking about him. Charles, we have to.
He's taken shots at Charles already, and he said that, you know, that Charles Barkley, if he was a smarter guy, maybe he'd have won a ring. And then Charles had to, you know, fight back. Today, Charles says basically, this guy played college ball but averaged 2 points a game. Yeah. He's like, I may be fat, you know, because now.
Did you hear, do we have the audio from it?
Yes, I'm ready. I got the audio ready.
Let's hit it up.
A phone call from one of my friends, one of my mentors. He said the same. He said something funny to me. He said, "Charles, would you quit arguing with this guy who averaged 2 points a game in college?" He says, "A guy averaged. Says you know how hard it is to average 2 points because, Mike, if you explode and get 10, your average will be 5. For you to average 2 points a game." You're just an awful player.
Or he's remarkably consistent.
Think about it, Mike. If you play two college games and had 10 points, your average would be 5. You have to be flat-out awful to average 2 points a game for a season. I think he just likes the attention. You got to understand, Mike, they probably weren't interviewing guys who averaged 2 points a game in college. So now he's getting his interviews, and everybody's going to put him on because he says catchy stuff. But listen, like I said, I think his kid's probably the number one player in the draft, and I wish he would let his kid shine. I mean, listen, once I found out he averaged 2 points a game, listen, you need to slow your roll. He says, I didn't win the championship, and I said to myself, I need to go back and Google this guy because maybe I missed the ball era when he was dominating, winning championship everywhere. Let me tell you something. Listen, I'm too old and fat to play basketball, but I'll challenge Mr. Ball to a one-on-one.
Oh, yeah.
How about that? I know I can. Hey, listen, I don't even know how old he is. I think he might be right. He's got to be around my age. But ain't no guy who averaged 2 points a game can beat me one-on-one. I'm positive of that.
That's great stuff. Yeah. And, you know, here's the other thing. And I know, you guys know that I know Charles very well. And the thing is, he's as competitive as you and I when we get to anything this way and more. But let's not forget this. People don't realize this. Charles has an artificial hip. And I believe now he's had at least one knee replaced, too. But yet, he's willing to go out there and play one-on-one to try and do something to make this guy look bad or shut his mouth.
I love that he was like, you know how hard it is to average 2 points? Yeah. Like, if you scored 10, your average is 5. Dude, that's the best. That shuts it down. Like, you're done.
But
like, never say anything.
Because then LeVar Ball goes back on SportsCenter to respond. And
they
then
they need to stop putting him on.
Yeah, they do. And he's going one-on-one with Carrie Champion. And we all know Carrie Champion looks extraordinary. She's at the desk. He's wearing his sweats. And he's talking about, Charles don't want none of me one-on-one. And I, you know, I'm sure if I bought him a box of Shipley's, we could call this thing even. He'd be fine because, you know, he's not exactly in game shape. I mean, he's just soaking this up. And yeah. It's just – now, I hate to say this, but karma played in a little bit. I don't know if you guys heard this or not, but the other story that finally is coming out now, the home belonging to Mr. Ball was burglarized during the high school basketball playoff game that involved two of his sons Tuesday night, as he confirmed to ESPN. His representatives confirmed. The neighbors called police around 8 after hearing noises from the house in Chino Hills that we talked about yesterday, as LiAngelo and LaMelo were playing for Chino Hills High School. TMZ Sports reports police found belongings piled in the center of the home. Family representatives told ESPN that nothing appeared to be taken. Everybody was safe. They reported that police took fingerprints and were looking at surveillance video trying to find out who did it.
So they didn't take anything, they just took all their stuff and piled it up in the middle of the floor?
Stockpiling it in the middle? I don't know if that's to make one big run at the end.
Like, who does that? Like, all right, we're not going to take nothing, guys. Here's the deal. All right, we're going to go in here. We're going to risk prison to just make the house messy. All right, we're going to go in here. Here's the deal. Everyone hits a room. You get as much as you can. You bring it to the living room and pile it up. And you know the other guys,
like,
you know the
commercial.
Other guys in the gang are like, wait, bro, we're not going to take anything? No, dude, we're just going to mess it up. We're just going to make a big-ass pile of their stuff. Like, bro, like, I came in here to get some money. No, we're making piles, yo!
It's like the commercial of the three guys that robbed the art gallery, but they're waiting for an Uber.
Like, yeah, who makes a pile of stuff? I mean,
who does that?
Yeah, I mean, you're piling it all up. What are you going to do? At the end, you're going to run the train? You're just going to make one long line and, like, start passing it off till you load up the truck? Or was it that you really weren't expecting that any noise or anything funny would be noticed by the neighbors and that they might call?
It's hilarious. Piling it up. A big pile. Nothing's missing, though. You know what was probably missing was stuff that they didn't want to get out that was missing. You know what I mean?
Ziplocs full of cash.
Yeah. Like cash, guns, sex toys.
Hey, man.
The mom's like,
they better
Lord.
Not have taken boxes of that Big Baller brand.
They took my rabbit. Oh, Lord.
They took all the sweats from the Big Baller brand.
Yeah, right.
That would suck.
They'll make tens of dollars on the streets with those.
No question. And if they were signed?
Bell Biv Bavo. Whoever came up with that needs to take credit for that. That was hilarious.
And
that
also the three ball comment yesterday by Arian Fetus was fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Another way back Wednesday for me as my hour is up. I feel gypped already. I didn't have enough.
What? One you stole.
Here we go again.
Twice.
Still impressed?
Big Daddy Kane?
BDK. Big Daddy Kane. Finishing strong. Nick's got a little bop going in there. All right.
Work. Are you bopping?
Yeah, I'm out.
You guys don't know what bopping is, do you?
Here we go.
I don't think you do. Are you bopping, Nick? Are you a bopper?
Nick is now going to not answer that.
Are you a bopper? You don't know what that is?
We got to go to commercial break.
You bopping?
Commercial break.
Hey, we'll be right back. ESPN 97.5. You enjoy the Maverick life. Well, I'll let you know this is a brand new year, so never fear.
ESPN 97.5.